everybody. Well, today is Saturday, and it's the 24th of June, and the year is 2017. So let's clear the date here. And this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going to the Lightship around a quarter tail here, so about 40 minutes. So here we go. Clearing the date. It's just something that's attached to you from last year and the years before of the same day. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And hopefully you're feeling pretty good now. And let's bring up the light beams. Should have your monitor screens up. Not just get it light beam up on your screen or more. Here we go. Stronger, bringing peace to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and if you have a situation happening, maybe beyond your control or something, or you got connected to something, let's help you out with that. So think of that one incident, and I can take you off that one timeline that you're looking at. So here we go, releasing that one timeline, that one parallel life, same thing. Here we go, releasing it. I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels pretty good. And tomorrow we have our 7-hour conference call, getting rid of alien critters out of your body. So, little parasites. We'll see if Anna's ready. Ready. Anna, are you out there? All ready to go?
Yes, I am, Ron. I am very here. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. It's the Saturday night show, which means it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Later in the show, Ron will actually be bilocating all of us to Creation Lightship for some more healings. Everyone who was on the organ restoration call today, I'm sure, as I do, feel very restored. It was wonderful. And I know everyone thanks and appreciates you, Ron. So as I said, we'll be going to the Lightship later, and we've already gotten several requests for rooms people would like to visit, so you can keep sending those in. You can connect to us through email by writing to clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can click on a fast chat link that's on the BBS radio station page, and either way we will get those messages. Also, we have we have quite a few emails that came in already today, Ron, about today's healing, and we'd love to keep hearing from people about that. And maybe that's a good place to start. Shall I read some of the emails that were sent in after the call today? Ron, are you there?
My phone got on mute for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm ready to go, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Overall, super relaxed, and my breathing is deeper. I didn't think I had issues with breathing, but it's better now. I have an overall feeling of wellness. Looking forward to the days ahead. Thank you. So I think that's very interesting. We sometimes don't really know what we need or what's happening to us. Okay. Thank you for this afternoon's healing. About an hour before the call, I started to feel a deep inner relaxation and couldn't wait to get back into bed to lay down to receive the healing. The time went by very fast. I could feel the gentle touch of the light beings in my body. Now I feel a powerful sense of it's the first day of the rest of my life, a clean slate. Thanks you for all you do for all of us.
Very good.
Okay. And okay, I'm just going through some of the others. Okay, when Ron worked on our thyroid and parathyroid, I felt an intense tightening in my neck. Also, when working on our digestive tract, my stomach started gurgling loudly. I could feel the light being doctors working on me. Thanks, Ron and CLS. Yeah, it's interesting. I guess, you know, perhaps everybody has a little slightly different experience based upon what's going on in their body. Okay, and the next one.
So, yeah.
Hi, Ron. I'm sorry, Ron, were you saying something?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, how they do.
Right. It's a little different, right, for everybody. Okay, hi, Ron. Thank you so much for this amazing healing call today. It is so powerful. My body is buzzing so strongly. After you cleared the pineal gland, I was able to observe light energy penetrating through my body, through every cell, and it was awesome to feel that. All kinds of gross stuff was just lifting off, releasing and disappearing, etc. Feeling so much lighter. Absolutely amazing. Words cannot describe. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's nice. Thank you, too.
It's nice to really be able to see things like that and really know what's happening when it's happening. We don't all have that. Okay. Okay.
I know they worked with somebody, I saw that, where they had maybe extra stomach acid coming up, you know, to burn your mouth and throat, you know, that acid reflux. So I know somebody got worked on with that, and hopefully it's fixed.
Oh, good.
We'll see if anybody comments on that. So back to you, Anne.
Right, yes, I remember you were going through the organs, and then you said, well, the stomach isn't exactly considered an organ, but I'm going to do that, so I'm sure that person appreciates you. Okay. Thanks, Ron, for another life-changing healing call today. I just took a shower and still feel like I am processing the healings. All I will say right now is I felt a whole lot of stuff going on in my body today. Things moving around in my forehead while working on the pineal gland stands out. And so that's interesting. The pineal gland came up again. And this is on a different subject. And a quick, huge thank you for the person that brought up the old addresses. I have moved over 20 times myself. After the show last night, I remembered I have a bunch of old postcards from friends and family. Found them today and got some more addresses from them. That was wonderful. I started clearing the address that was triple digit. Boy, oh boy. So weird how people wrote this stuff. Now it's all on the computer. Took the addresses and will burn all those psychic attacks. Enjoying the peace. So thank
Great,
you
yeah.
so much for sharing that, listener. That is very interesting.
You never know what you're hooked up to from the past, you know. And your past creates your current reality, so you could be having all types of conditions, problems, just from something that happened maybe when you're in kindergarten or something. So maybe, you know, somebody's parents, child's parent didn't like you and they did a whammy on you and you're living with it today. And they only knew about you because of your address or the house you lived in or something, so they did the attack on you and also the address, so the house would always be transmitting this negative energy to you. So that's a possibility. So yeah, that's why you want to clear those numbers. So back to you, and you do that
right,
on the fatal barcode.
Yes, and that listener is very wise, knowing that no matter what those postcards say, they're all some form of courting or psychic attack, and not good. They're all from the past. So thank you very much for sharing. Okay, on to the next message, body restoration call. Thank you, Ron, for this special event today. There were several good results. One for me being my lungs are now clear and my breathing is easy and normal. At one point, you mentioned removing some bumps we may have on our bodies. I had two and they are now gone. Movement is easy through my whole body, which gives me a strong sense of freedom. And tasks using my hands, arms, and shoulders are done without any effort or pain. Feel much better.
Very good.
I remember, or rather, I also noticed that I was breathing very deeply. It's interesting that other people are mentioning breathing as well. Okay.
Yeah, they probably got rid of, I know we worked on the clone skin residues in the lung, so I know that happened. I didn't mention it, but that's, that procedure, we'll say, took about 15 minutes our time to do that, although I never mentioned that they were doing it on the call. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, so that's it for now. And, of course, we welcome any more testimonials from people who were on the call today. And I know they may be coming in over the next few weeks. As one email mentioned, we're all still integrating all of this very powerful energy. So things will be coming to us. So I'll move on to some other questions and things, Ron. Thanks. This is referring to last night's show. And if you happen to miss it, I don't know if it's posted yet, but you can listen to it on the archive. And this listener is writing to thank you for doing the clearing for the stuff we burn. About a month, I felt a little weird, I guess about a month ago, I felt a little weird when I burned my Christian stuff. I had about 30 items in my headboard near my bed, Bibles, books, pamphlets, etc. So glad to get rid of it. I know exactly what they mean. That is a wonderful feeling.
Yeah. A praying.
Yes. A listener is, we talked last night about the creativity clearing and the IQ clearing, and the education clearing, and a listener is asking if anyone has done those, would they please send in a testimonial because they'd like to learn more about those healings. And we have a testimonial now for the wonderful gray skies clearing. The gray skies, it works. Heat wave here with temperatures over 104 and up. Put up the gray skies clearing and temperature change to the mid-90s. Thanks.
That's very good. Yeah, that's great.
Well, another one that might work for that is the environmental imbalance clearing. That is another free clearing Ron has given us. So if you ever have a situation like that again, the gray skies is fantastic, but you might want to just check that out. And another thing in reference to our conversation last night, we did talk a bit about the object clearing. And there is a listener who has a crystal they want to clear. So when you do the object clearing, their question is, does that automatically take the timelines off?
Yeah, it neutralizes it. Yeah, it would do that. You can also, put it underwater for like 15 seconds. Remember, the crystal will automatically pick up more stuff, as you're holding it or whatever, or people look at it and put the mind energy into it. The way they do that, maybe you have a little pendant around your neck with a crystal, which a lot of people have, and then all of a sudden somebody goes, oh, boy, that's a beautiful pendant. Well, all of a sudden they're psychically attacking that crystal by saying that because they're putting energy into it, which they think is beautiful. Remember, with beautiful, since you live in duality here by the aliens, you're going to be having the opposite of that. Going into that, and you may feel both ends of the scale. So if you are wearing something that attracts people's eyes, as far as jewelry, you want to probably clear it daily. The object clearing would help out with that too. But as far as in and out of timelines,
You know, if you're on many timelines with that, and the aliens abduct you because the crystal looks so nice, the object clearing is not going to get that crystal off of timelines and yourself. It'll just cure things that you would have in the present moment for living here on Earth. So, back to you.
Okay. And another timeline crash question. I often hear people say, I timeline crashed this and that. How many are crashed at a time, and does it help, although we are abducted every 10 minutes, to 100,000-plus timelines? It seems we would be crashing them all day and night and not make a dent. And then why not send the abductors to the light who are enslaving us this way? Can you talk about those things, Ron?
Well, that's a good point. You are on, you know, multiple timelines. That's probably the reason why people have troubles here. So, yeah, you could be on billions of timelines, you know, and, you know, each time you do something where it's affecting you, it's going to benefit you. What was the second part of the question?
Well, and I would say it does make a dent. And then, and I think we just did talk about this last night, but why aren't these abductors, you know, taken care of and sent to the light?
They're not always sent to the light. If they have a spirit, they would be. If they're from darkness, they're terminated. They're zapped. They're gone. And so, you know, remember, free will, free choice is doing this. That's what's happening.
Right. Well, what I know you said recently is, I mean, reminded us recently, is that anytime we're doing a healing, the light beings, you know, kind of track down the origination of whatever dark energy was causing it in the first place.
Yeah. See, when you think about this in a linear fashion, you just think there's only one thing happening. You know, and you know, it's sort of like you write something on a piece of paper, and you made a mistake, so you know you erase it. You think it's gone. You know, and you know, there's so many aliens out there doing stuff. There's thousands of them, and so how do you stop them from getting you? You just don't think, and you don't get caught up in emotions. Emotions are connected to your memories, and then your memories give you probably won't be a neutral thought, but it'll be a thought of something going on that you may like or dislike. And once you're hooked into memories, then you have problems.
Okay.
So what you want to do, you want to stay in the New Earth energy. You want to do the mind to heart drop and get into the New Earth. The old Earth is what you want to get rid of, and that's where you live if you are thinking. So when you think, then you're in duality. You want to get out of the law of cause and effect. You want to get out of the alien programs that are affecting you. So you want to be in the present moment, and then you're on the New Earth. Other than that, you're still in duality. And that's, you know, I'm trying to release myself, you know, from the shows here that people are talking about the past and different things like that, because I'm not living there any longer. Like I said on the other show, I think maybe Wednesday, I believe, you know, if you have a situation going on, that's because you're in the old Earth and you want to get into the new one where it's not judgment. And all the old, in the sense, BBS programs, since 2007 until more recently here, are all telling people how to get out of their situations caused by the aliens and the old Earth, okay? And, you know, I really don't want to go there too much longer with asking questions from people, you know, or answering them about how they can get rid of a situation, because it's all on the archives. I want to change this, the format, we'll say, of the shows into what the new Earth is, or how you can become more peaceful. And the timeline crashes will help you, but the whole website is designed for people who are living in duality. And, you know, I just really don't want to go there any longer. If you want to get out of your problems, then you need to get into the new physical Earth that was created, and you're going to be there as much as you can be, as long as you don't get into duality until ascension time occurs. So, back to you, Ann.
Right, and I would say, and yeah, you can tell me if I'm right about this, that all of us who were on the call today, everyone listening tonight, and those of people who are going to stay on this call and be transported soon to the lightship, are in on the new earth and in that correct, peaceful energy. And wouldn't it be a good idea then to use that as your marker of what your reality should be? And as soon as you start to go out of that and get upset or think, you know you have to pull yourself back. And that's what all the healings you've given us are for, if we need help with that. But that the whole name of the game, the whole goal now is to be on the new earth and in peace 24/7.
Yep, that's a good way of stating that, yes. So, you know, it's, you know, the only thing that we can really do is to get, like we said, into the be here now, clearing, you know, or the, you know, mind to heart drop, and you want to stay in peace. Other than that, you're going to be in duality. That's what you were born into. So if you want to change your life and have a better life and become peaceful, then you must do the clearings, you know, at least, you know, maybe a half a dozen whole lifetime ones and the free ones, so that you're not triggered, you know, emotional, mental, you know, people have fear. Those are three main ones there. You have your cellular memory that you may want to get clear. We have a clearing for that. That can trigger you, you know, anxiety. You know, everybody has these things. Then you could have pain. So you want to get these energies off of you that are collected and, you know, inside of your whole, your energetic bodies that are contaminating you. And also your body's contaminating them. So you want to clear that out so that you can start over again. So that's the main thing, is to get out of duality. That's what we've been talking about for, you know, probably, you know, almost 10 years now. Get out of duality. And once you understand what the lightship is doing for you and helping you, you know, when just think, just to clear your whole lifetime in probably 20 minutes to a half an hour of most of your stuff, you know, that's phenomenal. And it's up for you to step up to the plate to do that. So it's here if you're willing to, you know, value your life and not to be hooked up into the alien realm of abductions and whatever they do to you. And once you become peaceful, you know, you're not necessarily connected to all those timelines, okay? Remember, the timelines, even though you're out there living them, if you don't come into the resonance of them, by having emotions or whatever you're dealing with, pain or something, then you're still going to be out there, but it may not affect you here as much, okay? But when you do get triggered, then all of a sudden all those timelines of your problems, we'll just say it's fear, come flying back to you because you're on zillions of timelines with fears throughout your life, and they all come back to haunt you. When you're in peace, you know, you're not dealing with that. Back to you, Ann.
Right. And also, you know, other people, unfortunately, we have to somehow be neutral to other people in our lives that sometimes we just cannot avoid being around. A listener just sent in a message that they have a, quote, holy roller roommate. This roommate's really into God, has crosses and plaques with God sayings around the house. She's into church and praying. Soon she's having 18 women over for Bible study, which I will not be around for. What can I do to protect myself from all this God stuff where I live? Fortunately, they add only temporarily. Thanks.
Well, if you're asking me what I would do, I would move.
Right.
I would find another roommate someplace. So, you know, Just think of what those people bring in with all their emotions. If there's 18 people, the walls in your place are going to be filled full of all those emotions. You know, the physical walls, the sheetrock, the wood, whatever, and you're living in that. It could suffocate you. So what I would do, I can't say you could do this, so what I would do is find another place to live. Look for another roommate someplace. And, you know, you have to make a decision, I guess. And if you really want to be infected by this energy.
And, yeah, they did say, fortunately, it's only a temporary situation. But I guess just keep doing the mind-to-heart drop, stay peaceful, and shrink-wrap your energy. And then once you're out of there, I guess you can clear yourself and disconnect from it.
Then if you are planning to move, then that's what it sounds like. Maybe you're only going to be there for a couple of months. Then find out what your psychic billboard's saying. Maybe you can get out of there quicker. You know, you may want to do your psychic billboard with find another place to live so that you can, you know, change your life instantly. So back to you.
Yeah, and boy, now that we've done, you know, so many clearings and especially the natal barcode, and we understand about words and how, you know, bad they can be, the vowels and everything that you've cleared for us, I just can't stand when I see these posters and things and sayings that people put up in their house. I just think, oh, I couldn't live with that, with all those words hanging around. And whatever I have, you know, in my house that has words on it, I try to, you know, cover it over or not look at it, the things you can't avoid. Okay, so someone wrote in a request for a room and adds, thank you kindly for all the wonderful, continued, supportive healing work you do. Many blessings. And we will visit that room. A couple of people are asking for rooms that deal with a certain condition or disease, and it's not necessary really to do that. You, whatever rooms you go into, you bring up to the light beings what it is you'd like them to work on for you. And Ron, in reference to the all of us staying on the new earth, I just wanted to, I don't think this participant would mind, because she shared something at the beginning of the call today that was so interesting, that she, did the plant revival thing on that you did on the Monday show, and she has so many beautiful flowers in her garden, and she's been noticing that when she has a preference and likes certain colors, that those flowers will, like, die quickly, I believe is how she put it, and she said, wow, it was such a good message to me that the aliens really know what I'm thinking. And I caught that I was thinking in my beautiful garden instead of just enjoying it and being on the new earth, and I thought that was really wonderful that they shared that. Thank you so much, and that was very interesting. And somebody else wrote in about their plants, Ron. Today, you offered and gave us the option to charge some water for our plants or garden. So this participant in the call today said, today on the call I was just finishing watering the fruit trees and garden, and the sky opened up and poured on me and my cat Merlin. We both ran into the house just in time. I felt like a teenager again in a rainstorm.
That's good.
That is good. And
maybe the you needed more water, you know.
right. So they had, you know, the opposite of needing to get rid of the whole lifetime. I mean, the gray skies was probably good rain. Okay. Here's a question, Ron, that is interesting. How important is the 2012 abduction barcode removal, and does it still affect us?
Yeah, I have people who do that every couple of months, so it still affects you. So, look at it as being current, a current healing without the limitation of the year on it. But people do it every couple of months, and they feel better. It goes a little deeper each time you do it.
Okay, great. Questions. Somebody is wondering if you know yet what the dates are of the July 4-hour Ascension call and the 7-hour Sunday calls. Do you know that yet?
In July, let's see, if you go to the last Sunday in July, that's when it should be. So go back three Sundays, or come back from the past, the furthest date out on Sunday, and come back. And the Saturday call will be that Saturday of the first Sunday that we do the call on.
Okay. Okay, so the last Sunday in July is the 29th, then the 22nd, and then the 15th, so the 14th of July, and I believe it's the weekend of the 7th, 8th, and 9th that you're doing the conference in Weed, California?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
So that's, I'm sure, the reason you chose those dates. So Ron will be appearing live at the Gaia Conference, it's called, in Weed, California, which is Northern California, if you'd like to attend. We have information about that. If you want the specific information, you can send a request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll send it out to you after the show tonight, if it's possible for you to go. And the 14th will be the 4-hour Ascension preparation call with the water charging. And the 3 7-hour calls will be consecutively the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. So this person goes on to ask, they're coming on the call tomorrow, which is the end of the June calls, and they want to know, they just want to confirm, will they be in quarantine then until the 14th? And they're deciding now whether or not to sign up for the July calls.
Yeah. Like I stated, you're in quarantine until the first call, which would be, on that date for the next month. So yes, you would still be in quarantine.
Great. Do you know yet, Ron, if you're going to be having the light chamber there?
So far, I would say yes, but I'll know more next week.
Okay, we'll talk about it then. And let me get to... Oh, somebody wrote in a testimonial about the 7-hour call. Very deep relaxation and releases in body. My left shoulder was jerking over 100 times during the day. On the 7-hour calls, Ron is releasing attacking energies that come to us and in our bodies from aliens, namely things like parasites and just whatever awful energy. So this person likely had something really heavy in her shoulder, right, Ron?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. So the call today that we did, the special call, was stuff that, remember, you have two different energies. That affects you. You have energies that you have. That would be your natal barcode stuff, we'll say, what the aliens gave you upon your birth. So that's all internal energies. And when we do the calls that are on Saturday, deal with external, what the aliens are doing to you. And, that will bring up internal stuff too, but it's mainly if they weren't affecting you, are coming to you externally, you may not have much of a problem internally with yourself. It'd be pretty easy to clear it out, but they keep coming and coming and bringing these parasitic life forms in you, and which activate your DNA, which starts you off on a whole new life experience in the beyondo. And that's the major abduction stuff that you have. So that's kind of the way it works. So when you do clearings, you need to know, well, am I being attacked externally? Then you can go on and do a lot of those free clearings that are on the website. I think we have a dozen of them, if I'm not mistaken. And those all work with external things, including working with the, the gray sky clearing, which helps the weather, and the Earth Protect clearing, plus all the other alien stuff that's there. The internal stuff is the whole lifetime clearings that you are doing. And that's most of what we have on the website is situations and problems that you have that you need to have cleared out of you. So basically, if you're a newbie, what happens is when you're first born, until maybe you get, I don't know, maybe 6 months to a year of age or something. All babies are, I won't say that they're always happy, but they're not taught anything. So they're not, they're just existing. And they're not necessarily running energies outside of themselves into their bodies. But once you start to learn how to communicate, which is the mind energy, yes, no, stop, go. Once you get taught mind energy, then you can notice that the glow around the baby starts to leave because the spirit now is probably wanting to go undercover and maybe other things happening. But basically, by the time you're a couple years of age, a lot of that glow is left completely. And now you're being controlled by the aliens with mind energy. And that's when you start learning how to live here in a whole different system. Before you were in light, living in light and being in the moment versus being on timelines. And that's when your problems start. And if you notice, most animals, dogs and cats typically live in the moment. And you can kind of notice how they respond. And actually, when they see you, they're probably going to be hungry a lot of times, so they want you to feed them. Remember, they might be your handler. so they go, hey, just get to work here, I want to eat. But aside from that, they're in the moment. And I'm sure they're not worrying about anything when they're resting, sleeping, maybe just watching, doing something. Where humans are always tending to think about something from their past, and their memories stir them up, and they start having the timelines being activated, and all of a sudden you're down the rabbit hole again. So, like we say, if you're on your computer doing something, get on the Be Here Now clearing, put that up, maybe in a little window or something, and be here now when you're doing your work on your computer. If you're not on your computer, then you can walk around, and within 20 seconds, you can do the mind-to-heart drop. Still function, still be out shopping or whatever you're doing. And a lot of times when you're in the present moment, people might see you as being invisible. And it could be the opposite, too. They may want to come over and touch you to see if you're real. So that could be another thing. But basically, you want to stay peaceful. That's the whole process that we're talking about here. And the clearings that's on the website will help you stay peaceful because those energetic bodies that are full of contamination from your DNA, which that activated, need to be cleared out so you can live more peacefully. And after you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, you're going to be surprised on how you view life differently. A lot of those trigger points will be released from you. So, and you may even like your ex in your life. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, it's about quarter of the hour, so maybe this is a good time for us to go to the light ship?
Okay, so this only works live for the people listening on the BBS radio show with today's date. If you're listening to us on an archive, then naturally you will feel peace energy, but you will not be going to the light ship. And that's the whole process. If you think you're going to the light ship, then the darkness has you, and you're going to a imitation light ship created by what I call the light of the darkness. And that's, you know, from the Galactic Federation creating that. So, here we go. Think of a situation that you may have. This is for one physical body healing. If you have two or three things, then get the one that you would like to have worked on first. And then maybe next week you could do the second one. So here we go. Going to the light ship, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with you. And they're all conscious and they'll have their own healings. You don't have to worry about requesting anything for these other energies. But for yourself, you need to request this. So you may want to repeat what you'd like to have happen maybe every 15 seconds or at least every half a minute, because when you're in different rooms, the healing takes place instantly and they're done working with you. They don't continuously work with you. So it's not like, you know, they're painting a picture, you know, and you think that they're still working with you. It happens one time. That's why you want to keep requesting the healing. So here we go. And I'll have you read the rooms out, Ben. So here we go. Going up to the light ship, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're in the hot tub room. So we're in a couple rooms automatically. And you can be in many rooms at one time because you're out of time on the light ship. The hot tub room that I'm seeing has orange energy for some people and green, and a lot of people are requesting gold energy. We'll go into the oxygen room and also the pain release room and floating magnets. So, and you can give me one of the rooms that some people have requested.
Yes, the Phoenix and Rainbow Dragon room.
Okay, so here we go. Bringing that energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger, okay?
The hummingbird room.
Okay, here's the hummingbirds. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I wonder how they got a word, hummingbird. Maybe because their wings go so fast. They don't hum. <You know? laughs> But they do make that sound, you know?
Maybe.
Anyway, and along with that, we'll go into the flower room that the hummingbirds love. So whatever type of flower that'll be, we'll go into that room too. And you're going to see a whole room full of these hummingbirds with their special flowers that they like to get the nectar from. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay?
Well, that's wonderful, Ron. We had a request for the hibiscus room, but I guess everybody can enjoy whatever flowers they like.
Yes.
Great. Okay, magnesium salt bath room for muscle relaxation.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to a room for maybe joint lubrication here. So we'll see what they can do for you. We do this on the other calls, but we take away stuff to allow this to happen. So it may not be that effective right now for you. Remember, you have to take away your traumas and traumas and negativity and alien implants, etc. And then, you know, this is what we normally would do on the other calls, and then we give you joint lubrication. So you have to get rid of your stuff in order to have something come into you, but we'll see if this helps you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I'm sure it'll help everybody who was on the call today. So back to you.
I feel like the floating magnets that you already put us in always really helps the joints. That feels really good.
Right.
Okay, someone requested the body part retrieval room.
That I can't go into.
Okay.
That's on the Sunday calls.
Okay. How about the baby elephant room?
Okay, baby elephants. Here they come. There's always three of these light beings taking the blueprint of a baby elephant and materializing that for you. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
The palm and pineapple trees room.
Okay. So let's go to Hawaii, everybody. We'll get the palm trees and have a good time there with the pineapples. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Maybe two more rooms.
Okay, the eagle room.
Eagles. Oh, okay, here comes the eagle energies. And we can probably ride on them also. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
And the dolphin room.
Dolphins. Okay, this will be the last room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, wonderful. So we'll come back from the light ship. So our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are now joining us. And we're now coming back from the light ship. I'll count to five as you feel the energy changing around you. Because right now you're in source energy, and here you're living on the planet here, which is a little different. So here we go, coming back down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okey-doke. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. That was amazing, and I'm very peaceful again, but I will try to keep reading. And so I hope everyone holds that energy, because this is how we want to feel all the time and be on the new earth. So we have a question here about healings, and I know you've said this before, but I guess it bears repeating. Can you run multiple whole lifetime clearings at the same time, as well as running a physical body clearing on another tab at the same time for a whole life clearing?
Well, if you're asking me, I'd say no, because, you know, it may be harmful to your body, because you may have too much energy getting released, and then your body has to physically take time, maybe days, to integrate it. So just do one clearing at a time when you do your whole lifetime one. If you happen to have the same issue on a whole lifetime clearing, so let's just say that, I don't know what to say. Let's say you went into a store and what you used to be able to buy for $5 is now $25, okay? So now you're angry because it went up 20 bucks. So, and you say, man, I don't want to be angry. Well, what do you have? You have, number one, you have a problem with anger. So you could put that into that the store, you know, because you're looking at an issue, right? Something going up very, very high in price. Okay, so right away you have your emotions getting involved with that as you reacted to it. You have anger because it went up. You probably have anxiety because it might go up more, okay? And now you probably also have fear because you're going to be afraid to go into the store because it may go up more or higher from what you just bought it for. So right there you got four issues from the same exact thing. You could do a clearing for that. But if you're just doing a general, and what I believe you're saying is that you're asking me about doing a clearing for the unlimited whole lifetime clearing, not the one that's $5 times your age, okay? So the unlimited ones work that way. If you're doing one that costs $5 times your age, which is what you start off with, no, you don't want to do those separately. And you should take probably about a half a week to a week in between each whole lifetime clearing. So back to you.
Great, Ron. And, you know, every time you do talk about things, that you enrich our, you know, our knowledge. So thank you so much for that. Yes, I know I always would put on things for a long time, and now I put them on you know, I have them unlimited and I put them on for 30 minutes and then see, sort of see how I feel if that's enough. And oftentimes it is enough to clear something.
Yeah, so, and also don't look for problems. You know, when you do a clearing, know that it's done when you finished it. Don't go into it and look for problems that you're wondering if it got taken care of or not. It should be more like a blank slate for you, but it still may take, we'll say, a half a week for your body to process that energy. Remember, the clearing worked, but if it's taken a while to process it, it may be slowly coming out of your cellular memory, and you may still see it. And then that's going to draw it back to you again and invalidate your clearing. Okay? So don't look at it. Just do the clearing and just let your body do its own healing process and see how things are working for you maybe, you know, in a half a week to a week and see how people are responding to you, because that will change your psychic billboard. Back to you.
Okay, so a listener wrote in to say that they fully experience the new earth when they're out in nature, especially they were around some very beautiful flowers and they could smell them and just knew, I'm really experiencing the new earth here and the nature that I'm with and around is also on the new earth. So this show once again went so fast, it's almost the top of the hour, and I thought maybe we could just continue our discussion about the new earth, and if anyone has any questions about that or whatever. And I noticed the same thing, Ron, when I take my walks and I see flowers, they just seem more alive and happier than they used to. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, on the new earth, remember, you're only on the new earth when you're in the present moment. So if you're trying to think about going to the new earth, now you're going into the new earth created by the aliens, the light of the darkness. And the light of the darkness will bring you into another parallel life that you believe is the new earth. So the only way to get into the new earth where your spirit is living, your spirit lives there, okay? And when you get into the new earth energy, then you're in the moment, and then you can join your spirit. Other than that, what you're living here is going to be just a little, maybe, teensy bit of what you are, or maybe a cloned replica with the spirit in the body. So you're not really the real you. This gets to be very complicated, but if you've ever been at my workshops that I have when I make people real, or if you're on the conference calls to reinforce staying real, then you know what I'm talking about. So remember, just to get back into what happens, you're only physically here with the source energy that you're born into 3 hours a month. So all the other times that you're here, you're a fabrication. And so what happens is, this is why things don't always work for you. If you're awake when you're here for that 3 hours, then you're going to really feel, wow, I feel great today. And you may start to plan your life to do different things, but naturally when you get put back on the timelines and you're the replica of you, then things will not work out because you're not using source energy. You're using the light of the darkness. And so now you're under the alien control that is brought forth initially by your natal chart, and you can clear that with the natal barcode. So when you do the mind to heart drop, now you're turned off on the alien timeline. You're still on a timeline, but they're not interfering with you because the energy that you have, you're turned off, and they can't connect with you as easily. So maybe you might have 1% of the energy from them instead of 100%. And then you're at peace. And that's why you want to do the mind to heart drop, to stay peaceful. And when you're peaceful, as they look at you, as they timeshare you, and we'll say sell your real estate, your body, and you're switched out every 10 minutes, and another alien race or faction or group or whatever has you for that next 10 minutes of time, and that goes on whenever you're awake, then when the next group gets you and you're peaceful, they can't do anything with you because you're no longer dealing with the time-based energy because you're not in time where they can connect to you because you're not being reactive or emotional with the situations that you're living. So when you're in peace, they really don't want you because they can't steal your energy, and you may look invisible to them. That's why you do the mind-to-heart drop. And then when you're in peace and you can feel and maybe sense and go to the new earth automatically, and then you're, in a sense, walking in two different, I can't use the word timelines, but that's about what I could probably come up with here right now. But you're living in source energy in one of those experiences, and then you're living in alien-created holographic reality in the other one, the movie set, the Matrix. But if you're at peace, then that Matrix movie sort of like stopped. And they're not going to want to continue the script and waste their energy because you're not being reactive. Once you get reactive, now the movie starts for you. So that's where you want to be, is in peace. And people who have had bad experiences, abductions, or unexplained pains in their body, and everybody has had that. If you're sitting doing something and all of a sudden, ouch, that really hurts. You know, I don't know what happened. You know, my intestines feel like they got a pain or a poke, or I got something on the bottom of my foot, made my foot jerk. Well, that's when they're playing with you, experimenting with you, probably on those tangent timelines. And that's where they want to get more energy out of you. Or even worse. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, I think as I shared earlier with the listener and participant in the call today, so well said, you know, as soon as you're thinking about something, that's the darkness, and we don't want anyone taken over by darkness, but this person is blessed in knowing and catching that, so you can pull yourself back right away. And the same thing with, you know, if you wake up and you know you've been having dreams, you want to right away command those timelines be crashed. And I actually write them down if I remember any, and then you can timeline crash them as well, because those are a reality too. So basically, you know, there's a peacefulness and a relaxedness, and it's not, the other thing to be careful of, it's not too much happiness or joy or anything like that that you want to feel. Right, Ron?
You just want to feel the bliss. You want to be in the moment. And what Jesus basically said was, I turn the other cheek, so you're not connected to what happened on the first cheek, you know. You're dealing with energies that are very peaceful. So you want to have the energies of non-duality and peace. And I mentioned the word bliss, so that may be taken the wrong way. So that might be a whole bunch of emotions to that. So you don't want to be in bliss, although you just want to be peaceful. So it depends how you perceive the word bliss. Some people are using that term, and when you see people use it, everybody smiles. Or right away, you're in a super duality thing, and then the aliens see you doing that, and they will probably download to you different types of information. And remember, they stop time, and they can freeze time on you, you not even knowing about it, and put in programs, and then reactivate you again. And you're automatically dealing with something that's a little different. You have a whole bunch of information about something, or maybe you'll start channeling, or they'll give you information from other people, and that's going to cause problems. If you look at anybody who is doing channeling, and there's people on the Internet doing this, talking about things, look at their eyes, and it could be anybody. So when you watch maybe YouTube for maybe information. Check out their eyes. Do they have more than one pupil? Do their eyes kind of go back and forth? Do they, like, you know, go from left to right, left to right, left to right? Right away, you know that that's mind control, okay? And so the person could be giving fabulous information, could be 100% correct, but they're also transmitting to you information more than likely through the screen that you're looking at, programs into you. So look at people's eyes. Do they go back and forth, left to right? If they do, that's probably the problem. So I guess we'll end the show here. So this is how you beast instantly. So what you want to do is do the mind to heart drop. So you say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards so you can actually feel those thoughts drop down into your heart where they're neutralized, and then you're at peace. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So you want to command your spirit to say, I now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And now we'll do the count. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Hope to see you on our 7-hour conference call tomorrow. And if you're on the call today, hopefully you're doing wonderful. And thank you, listeners. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.